yesterday.
I've been trying to get people to get over some misconceptions. And one misconception is that all the countries in Africa, all the what I call low-income countries, I don't like calling them third world countries. One idea is that they're all corrupt. So I referred to a website, transparencyinternational.org, and I listed the countries in Europe that are more corrupt than Ghana, because Ghana's our twin city, and I'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
And I gave you a choice. I said, is it 2, 8, 15, or 27 European countries?
Now, I put my head well and truly on the block here, because I went for 8 countries.
So did Juliet.
And I tried very quickly to work out some names in my head to think, I wonder if there's corruption in this country and that country. I'm not going to name them in case you never know who's listening, do you?
Yeah,
like Juliet, you know, they could be after me if I accuse them of being corrupt and they're not.
There are 15 European
15?
Countries.
15?
Yeah, 15 European countries more corrupt than Ghana.
15?
Yeah, and that doesn't include Vatican City. I don't know if they account.
Well, per head of population, it could be there. Do you want to reel off some of the countries on that list?
I don't want to time for my pause for thought. Macedonia, Montenegro, Romania, Italy, Greece, Bulgaria, Kosovo, Armenia, Belarus, Russia, Ukraine. Isn't that amazing?
I wanted to say Italy because we all know what goes on a particular island off the coast of southern mainland Italy. And I thought, well, you know, just in case somebody in a suit is listening,
well,
could be my last program. Well done, sir.
I wanted to talk a little bit more about about Ghana because our link with the city of Sekondi Takoradi in Ghana is over 10 years old now. It was a group of people who wanted something more than twinning. They wanted linking with a city in a low-income country, and we came up with this city, Sekondi Takoradi, 4 hours west of the capital, just like Plymouth is, and it's a fishing harbour and a naval base, and it's a port near beautiful beaches. It's a sort of African clone of Ghana. And since 2003, when we started the link, we've had schools partnering with schools, Plymouth Argyle supporting their new stadium. We've had medical teams, physiotherapists. Wynne Scott took his tourism students there. And probably the jewel in the crown is Operation Hernia, teams of doctors and nurses who go and do hernia operations, mainly on farmers and fishermen. And they change lives. They really do change lives. We should be really proud to be connected with Ghana. And actually, Ghana's a coming country. They've got oil offshore. They do democratic elections. And they've quite a lot of lessons they could teach us. You know about Ghana. And I want to keep that link going. The message to your listeners, get in touch with us, plymouthghanalink.org, if you're interested in either hosting Ghanaians or, better still, traveling to Ghana as a volunteer. That's to teenagers. No, it's 25 past six. They'll have to listen to the repeat.
When I was young at home, and I was young, secondary school age, we had a French student that stayed with us, and I always remember that. And the excitement for me to meet somebody from France, yeah, you know, a foreign country, but the opportunity to receive Ghanaians.
Yeah,
it's a one-off. It's a great opening, isn't it?
It is. You learn so much. You learn so much. Well, I'll talk to you about that on Saturday morning.